track 12, and our feature item this week comes from TNF Soundings. It's about a new play by an amateur theatre group, which gives visually impaired actors a chance to learn new skills and get involved in the arts. The article was written by Heather and is read by Tanya. Thanks go to BBC Radio Suffolk, who have given permission for Talking Newspapers to broadcast the cast interviews, which are included in the second half of the feature.
TNF Soundings. Features from across the UK.
Living on Air is a new play set in the 1970s that tells the story of a fictional local radio station called Radio Bardwell. The play had its premiere this spring, performed by an amateur theatre group in a small theatre in East Anglia. Now, there might not seem anything too unusual here until you discover that the theatre group is entirely made up of visually impaired actors. The play was written and directed by Emma Bernard, who leads the High Spirits group of visually impaired amateur actors. High Spirits is an initiative run by Cohere Arts, and it specifically aims to allow visually impaired people in East Anglia to get involved in creative projects. The group provides specialised access and support that enables visually impaired adults to develop skills and ideas in creative writing, audio, music and drama. No previous experience is needed to join the group, and there are a range of roles for VI participants to choose from. For example, performing on stage or helping behind the scenes. Living on Air started life with a series of Thursday afternoon guide dog friendly drama workshops for visually impaired people. And in this instance, to help get that authentic 1970s feeling in a VI-friendly way, the workshops developed ideas by listening to recordings from Suffolk Archives' Oral History Project, and in particular, stories from a real-life local radio station called Radio Orwell were great source material. The play was developed and rehearsed at the workshops, and then produced on stage thanks to funding from the Arts Council. And as you'd expect from a VI drama group, the theatre offered a touch tour for visually impaired audience members to learn more about the play's staging and costumes. And to make the play accessible for every audience member, all performances had full audio description and sign language. Looking back on a successful production, writer and director Emma really enjoyed the experience of working with visually impaired actors. She said the cast responded incredibly well during rehearsals because, as visually impaired people, they are such good listeners. Meanwhile, group members appreciated the chance to gain confidence and get involved in a project that focused on their abilities rather than their disabilities. Recently, the cast and crew appeared on BBC Radio Suffolk talking about the play, and the programme's producers have kindly allowed us to include the interviews here on TNF Soundings. First, we hear from the person responsible for coming up with the idea in the first place.
Hi, I'm Emma Bernard, and I'm the writer and director of Living on Air.
So you're working with visually impaired actors. How do you, or what do you do to make that work?
So I've been working with this group now for nearly 2 years, running the drama sessions. It's been a learning curve for me. I hadn't done that before, and I've learned a lot. And one of the main things is to do with my directing style. Very early on when I started directing this group, they would say things to me like, Emma, are you waving your arms around? Because we can't take direction like that. You have to tell us where you mean when you say over there. And the level of humour that I was greeted with by this group has taught me how to work with visually impaired people, which is you need to ask people what they need. As actors, they respond incredibly well to direction because they are such good listeners, because they're training their ears all the time to negotiate the world as people, and therefore, for as actors, they're really paying attention like mad to what other actors are saying, to what the director is saying. They're incredibly responsive and really, really good. So, yeah, great, great group to work with.
Last long did it. Lou Steele Big Shot, the first female presenter at Radio Bardwell. 1 minute you're going to change the world, and the next you're running home to mummy and daddy in the home counties.
You have no idea about my life, Lynn. Hello, I'm Carolyn, and I'm playing Lynn Gold.
Hello, I'm Claire Berman, and I'm playing Lou Steele.
But what do you actually do to change anything,
Hang on!
If you hadn't been plying me with God knows what alcoholic concoctions last night, I might not be packing my bag now.
Our volunteers are crucial, so obviously you've got the practical problems that we might have getting on and off stage, so we have to have the staging quite simple and always the same. So in rehearsals, if something's slightly moved, it can cause utter chaos and crashing, so it has to be all the same every time. We have audio recordings to learn our script, or large print for some people. And we also have to, when people are casting us, they might be thinking that some people with a little bit more vision might be able to support others who have none. So there's lots of sneaky little ways of allowing us to manage on the stage.
And I guess in terms of props and navigating that while still being in character, Claire is quite a challenge.
I wonder if you're saying that because you noticed from today. Now, I find it particularly hard. I think the easiest part for me is learning the lines and maybe getting the voice. But since I've been blind, I think I've stopped being physical with my body. You know, you kind of shut down a little bit. So the physicality of theatre I found quite difficult. And Emma's been really helping us with that. We're all a family. We've got similar experiences. We don't need to explain our sight loss too much. So we come together as a group with shared understanding, really. And I don't think that can be underestimated, really.